Encore with Shannon Fogarty. Arts and entertainment for the Midlands. With the Dean Crow Theatre and Arts Centre Athlone. Imagine the possibilities. DeanCrowTheatre.com.
Welcome to Encore here on Midlands 103. And you don't have Shannon Fogarty this week, unfortunately. You have me, Sarah Cassilly, sitting in for her. This is, of course, the Midlands dedicated art show, bringing you the absolute best of what's happening in the arts in Laois, Offaly and Westmeath. To get in touch, pop me a text on 083 3010 103, or you can email me at encore@midlands103.com. On this St Patrick's Day Eve, we have got a packed show for you. I'll be talking to Westmeath Art Officer Miriam Mullerennan all about their artist open call, which is very interesting. Rosa Flannery from Laois School of Music will be on the phone to give us a rundown on what the Music Generation Laois musicians are up to this St Patrick's weekend. And Rory, founder of The Beat on the Peat, will be here to tell us all about this brand new festival. But first, I have Athlone's screen composer Emma McCarrick on the phone now, all the way from Vancouver. How are you doing, Emma?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. Thank you so much for jumping on the call today.
Yeah, no worries.
So you're currently living and working in Canada, building your career. But earlier this month, you took a trip home to walk the red carpet at the Dublin International Film Festival for the premiere of the short film Unhinged, which you composed a score for. How was that?
Yeah, it was amazing. I worked with a director, Zoe Brennan-Whitmore. We know each other since college, and we've worked on a lot of projects together, but we actually hadn't seen each other in person since before I moved here 5 years ago.
Oh, wow.
It was really nice to reconnect with her in person. And I got to bring my dad.
I was going to say that.
Probably listening. He was absolutely buzzing.
I saw the pictures. He looked so proud.
Yeah, it was nice to be able to celebrate with them.
Oh, amazing. And Unhinged was one of the three winners of the Virgin Media Discovery Competition, which is an incredible achievement. What was it like working on the film?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, me and Zoe have a really good relationship. We have a lot of fun when we're working together. We did it remotely, obviously, because I'm in Vancouver and there's a bit of a time difference. So we would kind of jump on a call in the morning and go through things. And the first half an hour, we would be just having the crack, and then we would get into it. And I kind of know like what she likes now at this point. And yeah, it's always just a joy to work with Zoe.
Have you worked on a few projects together then?
Yeah, we did another short film. Mary Kerwin was the writer of Unhinged, and she actually ended up starring in it as well. She wrote another film called Soulmate Wanted, which we worked on back in November. So I think that's doing the festival circuit now.
So where do you get your inspiration from when you're composing it? Obviously, you'll see the pictures, but is there anywhere else where you get your inspiration from?
A lot of the time it's just from the story and the characters and the director. Really, like, screen composing is, you're there to just realize the director's vision.
Yeah.
And you're just kind of a tool. So, yeah, if the director has a lot of inspiration, or I'll listen to that. And then, yeah, I'll just try and connect with the characters and come up with stuff from there.
Great. So you play the piano. What other instruments do you play? Is there a few or?
yeah, I can kind of play the fiddle. Like I grew up in the world of Irish dancing. Yeah. So I've been listening to a lot of trad, and my on my mom's side of the family, they're all trad players. And then bass guitar I picked up a few years ago. I was in a band over here, actually, an Irish trad band, and two of the lads were like, oh, Emer, you can just play the bass. I was like, okay. And I kind of started to learn the bass, but I'm in another band now with two other people here. It's not a trad band, it's kind of an indie band.
Oh, nice. That's great that you can have your fingers and everything. So I know you can't say too much about what you're doing in Vancouver, but are you working on more projects there? And what was the reason for the move?
Yeah, well, there's a massive film industry over here. When I got here, though, I realized a lot of the post-production is actually done in LA, even though I think it is getting bigger here, post-production. But yeah, I'm working on, there's a lot of animation actually, and I'm working as a music editor on a show for Nickelodeon at the minute. And then this week I'm writing for this short film. It's part of Crazy Eights, which is a film festival where I did one last year as well. The directors and writers, they apply. It's a bit like the Virgin Media Discoveries thing.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Where people apply, there's a top six, and then they have 8 days to complete this film, and then there's a screening next month and a red carpet. But it's not, so like they only have 8 days to make it, so it's very intense.
Oh, that does sound intense, but also sounds really creative as well. You manage, I bet you get to be very creative, but there's got to be a part of taking bits out as well and not going too overboard.
Yeah, like there's only so much you can achieve in that amount of time. So this one, I've got like a day and a half between my locked picture and delivering my music, which normally I'd have 3 weeks or something on a short film. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's quite intense, as you said.
Yeah.
But when you have that, is that more exciting for you to do? Do you enjoy doing those things? A quicker turnaround.
Yeah. This is definitely maybe too crazy. Like you could only do this once a year, but it's just the type of thing where like everybody, it's crazy for everyone involved, like the directors, the writers, everyone. It's such a short timeline. But everyone donates their time. People, there's production houses, put sound houses, they donate their resources, cameras, like you end up with a very high quality production because everybody just gets involved.
Yeah. And when everyone gets involved, you just get more of a group thing, and that's always better, I suppose. So yeah. With Unhinged, is there any more short films coming out that you're working on, or?
Not at the moment. I know Zoe and Mary are doing some work together, so we'll see. But by the time anything gets to me, it'll be a long time. We've got to go through the whole writing process and everything.
Right.
But yeah, so then there's another short film that I have coming up. It's about it's kind of dystopian, set in the future.
Oh, good. I like that. I like the kind of sci-fi world. It's always good to watch. So could you tell us a little bit about Unhinged, what that film was about?
Yeah, so it's essentially about online dating, or the apps. So the main character, Sive, she's on Tinder and she sees the guy that she fancies from her office on Tinder, and she's trying to muster up the courage to swipe right, and it's the day of his leaving party. So we just kind of follow her through that, and then there's these ghosts of Tinder like living kind of in her head. They follow her around, but they're kind of her thoughts.
Oh wow, it sounds very good. It's very good for this day and age, seeming that, well, most people are on Tinder if they're single, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not, but but no, thank you so much. That does sound very, very interesting, and I'm sure it was very exciting to see it on a big screen at the festival.
Yeah, it was great, and it was on TV actually on Virgin a couple of days later, so that it was cool to see it.
Oh, that's amazing.
To see it on the telly, yeah.
Do you know if it will be back on the TV at any point?
I'm not sure, but I think it's on, it definitely was on Virgin Media Player. It might still be there.
Oh, great. So that's where our listeners can
have
a little bit of a watch if they want to see about Unhinged and all the insights about Tinder.
yeah. And there's two other films that were part of that Virgin Media Discovery. They should be there as well. Good Chips and Calf, which are also amazing films.
Oh, well, thank you so much. They all sound fantastic. So thank you very much for joining us tonight, Emma. And we wish you all the best luck in what sounds like a very, very fruitful career for you. So enjoy yourself in Vancouver. Thank you again.
Thank you so much for having me.
Not a problem. Talk soon.
Bye.
So thank you very much, Emma, there. You are listening to Encore. We're going to go to a very quick break, but I will be back when I will be talking to the Athlone Atrium exhibitors about a very interesting open call. Welcome back to Encore on Midlands 103. Now, if you are an artist in the Midlands, Athlone Atrium want to hear from you. They have a very special open call and they're here to tell us all about it is Westmeath County Arts Officer and Westmeath Creative Island Coordinator Miriam Mulrennan. Good evening Miriam, how are you?
I'm good, Sarah, how are you?
I'm good, I'm sorry, I was tripping all over my words then. Hope you're well.
That's okay, it's the weekend that we're in, isn't it?
I know, it's one of those days as well, I suppose. So thank you so much for joining us. Would you like to tell us a little bit about the exhibits and the open call?
Absolutely, yes. So at the moment, as of yesterday, Tooth, our local campus, have installed the exhibition of their students called Through Our Eyes. So this is really, I suppose, one of the first exhibitions to go in since we've officially, if you like, launched this space as an improvised visual art space, which is essentially the foyer. Those people listening in Athlone will know it for when they go in, perhaps the library or the motor tax. It's left for library, it's right for motor tax. It's probably always more fun to go left. And the rest of the building it's the seat of the Athlone Municipal District and all the offices and administration. But the downstairs part of the building, if you like, the foyer, is a gorgeous, gorgeous space, really beautifully lit, very modern. And it lends itself well to being what's generally referred to as an improvised space. And I guess it's almost like pop-up. So it doesn't have the same restrictions and the necessary restrictions and guidelines that you have if you're in a more traditional cultural space where, you know, you're going through certain processes and procedures. It's a little more casual in that regard. We can take in lots of work. We don't have to have big installation kind of processes. So we can take in work that is easier to install. Just a slightly lighter touch, I guess, but it's also a good stepping stone for new artists or even just to showcase community work. Anything really is welcome that is interesting and engaging and reaches out to communities and says, yeah, this is your building, please come with your show.
Oh, I love that. And it's great for the community as well to see what artists are out there and what really creative people we have out there in the Midlands as well.
For sure. I mean, so much so, I recall even when I started programming the county buildings, because there's a sort of a heritage in a lot of county buildings that, you know, if they have the space or if there's been a space created and allocated for exhibition purposes or events or perhaps civic ceremonies, that, you know, you sort of pinch it sometimes to do creative things there and to showcase work. But ultimately, these buildings are workspaces. So there has to be a balance and respect there. But very quickly in Mullingar, I realised, gosh, we're putting in maybe between 20 and 30 shows. We're programming that much. So there's a real appetite for artists at certain points in their career. Or, you know, it's great making work and it's very important to have the work made, but then it's equally important to have somewhere to show it. And while we're blessed to have the Lewin Gallery, it's a phenomenal space, you know, their installations, the work they take in, they're huge shows. So there's only going to be 6 or 7 of those turnarounds a year, and that's not a lot when you break it down. So giving artists these other spaces, which you know, are very different, absolutely are very different, but they're important in the mix. They're all part of it.
And as you said, it's open for artists in any stage of their career, be it be in the beginning, be in the middle, be, you know, wherever they are in their career. So not to be worried if they've only just started out, is that correct?
That's absolutely true. Again, we try to be as light touch as we can with the sort of dare I say it, the protocols and the policies and the procedures, they're there and they're necessary. But I guess what we find and what seems to be the case is when you have this type of improvised space, it suits emerging artists because they may never have written a press release before. They may not know what it looks like to have standard labelling, the same standard as the labelling you'll need when you go into a gallery. You know, they may not have had a launch or maybe invited the Cathaoirleach to open a show for them. All of these things are really important. So in a way, it feeds into a professional development piece without being, you know, too hardline, I guess.
Yeah, and that's great for someone just starting out as well to have that stepping stone, as it were, or that kind of run at a gallery before being in one of the bigger places, but still being in front of the community.
Absolutely. And it's difficult for visual artists because there are never going to be as many spaces as there is work, good work, quality work. So you'll quite often find when an artist's biography is in front of you that there's a list of places and there'll be lots of improvised spaces in the mix. You know, they may have shown for various reasons in restaurants, public spaces, private spaces. Some of their work might be bought privately, but it's on show somewhere else. I mean, it's a very complex ecosystem, the manner in which visual artists have to get their work out there to be seen by an audience, to be understood and to help their career to advance and to evolve.
And does it have any limits? Is it photos? Is it art? Is it sculptures? Or can it be that and anything else?
I'd love to say it can be everything, but I suppose we're a little bit restricted, but not hugely, by size. So there's obviously the size of the space. But again, we'll be as open as we can. We've bought new display boards, so we have a lot of, I suppose, if you like, that kind of infrastructure that's needed to hang work. We have some smaller spaces that we can display work with glass units, and then we have another set of, you know, we have physical pieces that are required for a lot of traditional work. We can also deal with digital work. I think the Tooth show that's in at the minute is a really great example, actually, and as a kind of a kickstart, you know, the fact that it's the students on campus really using mixed media, and they're exploring their own student experiences through their own eyes, and it's everything from hung work to sculptural pieces to digital media pieces. So there's video, illustration, print, music, typography, photography, yes, poetry. So yeah, it's a pretty long list. There's perhaps some restrictions around space and size if there was really large pieces, but you know, we're an innovative bunch. We'd figure it out.
Oh, good. Yeah, you have to be, and you always, you know, creativity means there's room for everyone. You just need to sometimes be a little bit creative with the space. You
exactly.
Said that, I think I read as well, that you are happy to take, say, if people want to share the space as well, do two exhibitions at the same time.
Yes, so group work is a lovely way to start out if you've never had a show before, and if you've been working maybe within an umbrella of a couple of artists who've come together, or again, there's a myriad of ways in which that kind of networking can happen, or it might be simply a group that have done some classes, perhaps of local hobbyists who've done classes with a professional artist. We've showed that kind of work lots of times, and it's really nice to have, if you like, a punctuation mark at the end of, say, doing a series of workshops or lessons of some type. So yeah, we welcome that. Group shows are great because there's a real energy about them, and it's quite different than a solo show. Not better, not worse, just different, in the same way as student work always has a particular energy. You almost know it as soon as you walk into a space.
Yeah, so it would be such a great opportunity for people. So if, say, there's someone listening at home now and they're an artist, how can they apply for the open call?
So I suppose we're calling it an open call, but in a way I'm wincing a little bit because
okay.
That's so officious, and that's fine. We've used that language, but I guess it's a rolling piece. You know, it's not going away. The space is there. We've invested we've been very lucky. We've been able to kind of put this together with help from Creative Ireland. So email arts@westmeathcoco.ie and we'll get the ball rolling from there. And we always meet the artists or the group and we talk through the space and we talk about everything from measurements to whether or not you want to do wine on the night of your show. Do you want one of our, you know, our Cathaoirleach or one of our local councillors to open it? How can we help? Can we write speeches? Can we help you with your labels? Can we laminate things? All of that kind of work gets done by us. The install then is down to the artist and maybe a couple of pairs of hands if they can get them on board. But yeah, we keep things nice and light touch. When I say light touch, one page.
Yeah.
So it's pretty straightforward. Yeah.
And that's so nice that you're there to help as well and really build the show too. So you
can run up to it for sure. Yeah, we try and take the administration piece out of it, but we're also, I suppose, quite keen that there is some learning in it, particularly with new artists and artists aspiring to pursue a professional career. Then it is important to not be, you know, afraid of the self-promotion piece or worried about the labelling or, you know, those kind of things. They may seem unimportant or trivial, but actually that kind of housekeeping, once it's done and you understand it and you know how to put together a little bit of a promotional plan and a launch, then that's a lot to kind of, and enough, I suppose, to take on.
Yeah, absolutely. You say you've got shows coming in and out all the time. Have you got any coming up that you'd like to tell people about?
Oh gosh, so
put you on the spot.
No, that's fine. I mean, we're doing the official launch, if you like, next week. Let me think about next week, because we've had so much for St. Patrick's Day. But we have next week. We have so that Tooth show is officially opening, and it's only around for a couple of weeks. I think until the 18th or 19th of April. So if anyone's around on Thursday evening, pop by the library. And I should mention that libraries have been hugely supportive. We wouldn't be able to do this ourselves. I mean, we operate out of Mullingar, but also Athlone. But my office is technically in Mullingar, though I spend as much time in Athlone as I can. So the support of the library staff there is huge. So that's Thursday evening. The Tooth show is opening through our eyes. I think on this Tuesday then, Tuesday, we have a really interesting show. The Mullingar Camera Club always show their kind of annual showing of works with us in the atrium space in the county buildings in Mullingar. And they're doing that this week coming. But actually, it's quite different. It's not their entirety of their works through the year. It's just a spotlight on the FLA last year in Mullingar. And it's fabulous. It's beautiful work. There's photographs of everything from the, you know, the really kind of intense competition pieces to just people out on the street to the dignitaries. You get a real flavour of that again, that energy that there was there in the town last year. And also that kind of spine, that backbone of extraordinary creativity and music around the town. So that's going to be a great show, and that's launching on Tuesday in the county buildings at 5:30.
Oh, wow, that does sound like a great one, actually, to go to.
We'll also be launching next week, actually. Sorry, Laura, my colleague said, don't forget to mention our film award, and that should be announced in the next week or so, and that will be a 10,000 euro bursary, if you like, award for a Westmeath filmmaker to create a short. We already have one of those awards under our belt from last year, and that short should be doing its way around the festival circuit, hopefully, later on this year.
Oh, that's amazing. How incredible. Fantastic work there. Thank you so much for letting us know about that. If you could just give us that email address one more time for anyone that's listening.
Absolutely. I mean, really, I'd encourage any listeners interested in any of our events, as participants, as audience, as artists, to go onto our Twitter, our Instagram, our Facebook. Everything's at Westmeath Arts in that regard. We have a website, westmeathculture.ie. We have a newsletter that we send out about twice monthly, so we don't over bombard people, and arts@westmeathcoco.ie if you want to drop us an email.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much, Miriam, for jumping
on.
Not
at all, Sarah. Thanks so much for the support.
Oh, no, not a problem. And I'm looking forward to come down, actually. Some of those sound amazing, especially the one about the FLA. Sounds fantastic.
Please do. Yeah, we'd love to see you there.
All right, lovely. Thank you so much. Talk soon.
Take care, Sarah.
Good night. Well, that again was Miriam there from the County Arts. She's the County Arts Officer and Westmeath Creative Island Coordinator. We're going to shoot through to another break now as we're halfway through. But I will be back very shortly to tell you what you could expect from the Music Generation Leash this weekend. You are listening to Encore here on Midlands 103.
Encore, in association with the Dean Crowe Theatre and Arts Centre at Athlone, our bright and airy AIB gallery and cosy theatre bar can cater for smaller private events too. Your theatre, our home. DeanCrowTheatre.com.
You're listening to Midlands 103, and it's me, Sarah Cassilly, in for Shannon Fogarty tonight on Encore. Now, as we are fully aware, there is a lot going on this weekend to celebrate St Patrick's Day weekend. But one group with a very busy schedule is Laois School of Music and Music Generation Laois. So to let us know a little bit more about this is Rosa Flannery. Hi, Rosa.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks. Yeah, excited for the big weekend ahead.
I can imagine. I bet you're very busy, aren't you?
Yeah, we're really busy, but it's great. And, you know, it's a time for music and dancing, and we're just delighted to have the opportunity to be out and about and play.
Yeah, it looks like you've got a lot on. But just before we go into that, for people out there that don't know about you that much, could you tell us a little bit more about Music Generation Laois?
Yeah, we're a music programme mainly focused on children and young people in County Laois. We're part of Laois Offaly Education and Training Board, and we work out in schools with young people delivering music programmes. We work in, like, you know, after school settings. We have a fantastic centre here in Port Laois with our sister programme, Laois School of Music. It's called Laois Music Centre, and it's like an amazing facility to have in the Midlands for music and for music education. So it's just been renovated, actually, Sarah, so we're really excited to have this beautiful premises in Port Laois town, and it's part of the newly developed cultural quarter in Port Laois, with the library opening just up beside us next door, and Fitzmaurice Place as well has been beautifully renovated just outside our gates. So it's a really exciting time for music in Laois, and we've been going 10 years now.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's kind of onwards and upwards over the last 10 years, and we're really excited as well. We're going to start a PLC music program for a third level music program in September here in Laois Music Centre as well. So, like, there's always new things happening and exciting developments. We're part of Music Generation, which is Ireland's national music education program. It's in Offaly, of course, as well, and across the Midlands. And we're funded by the Department of Education, by the band U2, and by an American charity called the Ireland Fund. And we're supported locally then by Laois County Council as well, who are big advocates for what we do.
Oh, wow. That all sounds so amazing. And I love the fact you've got some new digs for yourselves as well.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Look, we're delighted. We got a new roof and everything, so more leaks. And, yeah, I know. But it's a really gorgeous facility, and I really invite people to pop in to see it if you're in Port Laois. It's on Church Avenue. And it's just, you know, it's just a really lovely, friendly, creative space where people come in and play music, and all kinds of genres, rock, pop, trad, classical, singing. You know, we have programs here for age 3 upwards, and we have many adults also taking part in lessons right up until even to senior citizens. So, you know, it's never too late to take up an instrument. We do loads of programs actually with Menchez groups here in Laois as well. So it's a joy really to be involved in, I have to say.
It sounds it really does. And you guys are all over the place this weekend as well, which you must be absolutely chuffed with. So let's have a look. Music Generation Laois, they're going to be up and down the country. Your Music Generation Laois Trad Orchestra will be performing in the festival quarter as the part of the St Patrick's Day Festival in Dublin, which is incredible.
Yeah, that's an amazing honour. Like, I mean, it's our national St Patrick's Festival, and to be part of it and to be performing on the main stage in Collins Park is a huge honour. However, I have to say, this group are an incredible ensemble of young musicians. You know, there's a fantastic traditional music scene in Laois just now, and the orchestra really showcases what's happening here. And they've played like at the FLA in Mullingar, and they're due to play in Forest Fest in Laois in July. They are playing at the Pan Celtic Festival in Carlow April. So they're a top-notch group, and the music they play is just fantastic, and they put their own twist on things. They're directed by Siobhan Buckley, who's an amazing musician and harper herself, and she does a lot of the, we've got a really big harp program here in Naas, and that's all under Siobhan's baton as well. So yeah, it's a free event, so anyone who's around would like to come to Collins Bar tomorrow, Friday at 1 o'clock. We'd just love to see you. And I know that it's really music to bop along to, and we've even got a surprise dancer as well. So oh. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah.
Oh wow, that's amazing. That honestly, just to be part of that as well must be very proud for you guys as well. Proud moment.
Yeah, do you know, and I think it's a great thing for County Laois, and yeah. We're just so proud to be representing Laois in Dublin tomorrow. But of course, we have to keep the home fires burning as well. And we have a great lineup of music happening in Port Laois Town tomorrow too. In Hines Square, just off the main street, we have our own stage set up there, and we're going to have music from 2 o'clock to 4:30. And we have loads of groups playing there as well. We have lots of rock and pop bands. Particularly to mention a band called Anita. They're a band that have grown out of Music Generation Laois. They've come up the ranks with us, and they won a competition in 2022 to play at Electric Picnic, which was no mean feat because it was really competitive, and so many fantastic acts entered the competition. So they're doing really, really well, and they've just released their first EP as well. So we're delighted to have Anita perform with us tomorrow, and lots of other bands, a little folk duo called Polly and Lila. We have our intermediate trad group, our junior trad group, and yeah, it's going to be great, Sarah. It's going to be of the weather, it's going to be a lovely get together. And actually, that part of Port Laois as well, Hines Square, has been developed too, and there's lovely umbrellas and everything there, and overhangs, you know, and picnic benches. So it's a really nice place to come and enjoy St. Patrick's Day, all free of charge, of course. And, you know, big shout out to the St. Patrick's Festival Committee in Port Laois as well. They've done great work, and it's a big day in Port Laois tomorrow. There's a 5K run, of course, in the morning in the streets of Port Laois, and then followed by the parade, and then lots of music and, you know, street artists and food stalls and bouncy castles. So, yeah, I really recommend that, you know, people come to Port Laois tomorrow and enjoy the festivities. And of course, there's lots of things happening as well in loads of towns across Laois tomorrow, lots of parades too. So it's great to see everything back in action.
Oh, that's the thing, isn't it? After a couple of years of not knowing and being inside, that's why it's about is coming together for St. Patrick's Day. You've also a group of people in Waterford as well, don't you?
Yeah, sure. We're on the road all weekend. We're going down to Waterford then. Waterford have a big St. Patrick's Festival. So we're going to Waterford on Saturday. Our harp ensemble are performing in Waterford Central Library at 11 o'clock on Saturday. And then they're going to perform, and that's free of charge too. And then they're going to perform on the main stage at St. Patrick's Festival in Waterford at 3 o'clock with the Music Generation Harp Collective. And this is a large harp orchestra that we have developed over the last 3 years. So there'll be over 45 harpers coming together to perform. So that's a really big thing, because the harp, of course, is our national instrument as well, and it should be celebrated and centre stage on St. Patrick's Day. So we'll be collaborating with our friends from Music Generation Louth, Music Generation Mayo, and our host, Music Generation Waterford.
Oh, amazing. Well, Rosa, we are running a little bit out of time, but just before I go, if anyone did want to join your school there, is there any way, where could they get in contact with you?
Yeah, of course. Musicgenerationlaois.ie is our website, and you can contact us by email or telephone. All the details are on the website. And, you know, it's really easy to take part. And everything is subsidized, and we have loads of instruments here that, you know, so the cost of having to go out and buy an instrument, don't be worried about any of those things. And, you know, the main thing is come along and try it and see what you think. And there's not every instrument suits everybody, so it's great to have variety as well, Sarah. Like, so that's why we have a whole range of programs here, and surely there's something to suit you, yeah, if you're thinking about taking it up.
Oh, well, thank you so, so much, and we hope you have a fantastic weekend, and you get a little bit of a rest after, because it sounds like a busy one.
Yeah, I think then I'll have to have a wee lie down then once it's all, yeah, over, Sarah.
I think so. Yeah. Thank, yeah, you so much. We'll talk,
okay,
soon.
Thanks for having us.
No, bye, problem. Bye bye now. Huge thank you to Rosa Flannery there from Leash School of Music and the Music Generation Leash. And again, for all those times, you can head to a Music Generation Leash Facebook to find out more. We're just going to head to another break now, but I'll be back to tell you all about a brand new festival coming to Offaly. Beat on the Peat.
103's Encore with the Dean Crowe Theatre and Arts Centre Athlone. Live theatre, drama, dance, music, comedy, musical theatre, panto. Your home of entertainment for all. DeanCrowetheatre.com.
And a big thanks to Dean Crowe Theatre. You are listening to Midlands 103. This is Encore, and I am now very excited to be joined in the studio by Rory, the founder of Beat on the Peat, which will be coming to Belmont on Sunday, July 9th. Hi, Rory. Thank you for stopping by.
Thanks very much for having us. Great to be here.
Good. And now, do you want to tell everyone listening about the festival and how it came to be?
Yeah, about 2 years ago, Belmont GA Club decided that we needed to do something different, and we needed to raise some funds and develop some facilities and some community facilities in the area. So we set up a small committee, and we've been discussing things over the past 2 years, but we took action this year, and we decided to set up the West Offaly Music Festival Committee, and we launched our Beat on the Peat as the title for our festival. So we got in contact with Liam Claffey, who's our promoter, and we're delighted to have Liam on board. And we set our date for Sunday the 9th of July. So hopefully we'll have a great crowd in Mystown, and we look forward to it.
Yeah, and you've got a great lineup, actually. I was having a look earlier, and you've got the Tumbling Paddies all folked up.
Yeah, we're delighted with the bands. Tumbling Paddies obviously are a huge success at the minute and selling out venues right around the country. They're based out of Fermanagh, six-piece young Cumbrian folk group. Rula Bula are well known around Tullamore. They're from this area. They're a five-piece twisted trad band is what they go by, and they'll bring huge energy to the stage. And All Fucked Up are unbelievable. And they've got a great sound of music, classic sounds from Irish folk and rock music traditions, and can't wait for the day.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a fantastic day. It's also very friendly, family friendly as well, isn't it?
Yeah, we're running a very, very family friendly day. The fun is not just for the adults, and kids under 12 are free when accompanied by an adult. Entertainment on the day, we've stuff booked like drumming workshops from Jabba Jabba Jimba. So they'll bring multiple percussion instruments, and they'll be running different half hour classes. We've demonstrations from soccer skills pro Dara Kine. So Dara is unbelievable at his game, and he'll have huge interest. We'll have face painting, balloon modelling, carnival games, and we'll have pitches set up to set aside for children to play.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So a great jam-packed day.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Oh. And what time are you kicking off on the Sunday?
So we're kicking off at 1 p.m.
Yep.
And we are aiming to be finished by 7 p.m.
Oh,
so
brilliant.
It's a good long... Touch wood, we'll have the weather with us, and we'll,
yes,
have a great day.
Well, it is in July, so hopefully. And you've got some good food there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have a well-stocked bar on the day. We'll have teas, coffees, sandwiches, soft drinks, sweets. And Foodalicious Catering Company will have vans on site, and they'll be serving the hot food, burgers and chips and barbecued food, crepes. And we'll also have ice cream vans on the day around the field. So.
Let's hope that suns out for those ice creams, huh?
Absolutely.
And one thing, and I know this sounds weird, but one thing that a lot of people always ask when it comes to these festivals lately, is it all the family friendly? Are pets, dogs allowed in, or is it no dogs?
We haven't fully decided that yet. We've had numerous meetings, but we will make a decision on that in the near future.
Because you'll find, like, with more families, isn't it? I know, me myself, I have two, so I always wonder that when it comes to these fantastic festivals. So if people did want to come along and get some tickets, where can you get tickets and how much will they be?
Yeah, the tickets can be got at willwego.com/beatonthepeat. The link is available on all social media Beat on the Peat platforms. Tickets are €25 for a ticket. Under 12s are free.
So, oh, brilliant.
Yeah, so we're looking forward. We think it's great value for the acts that are there. We know that when these individual acts play, they charge €20-25 for individual acts. So to have €25 and 6 hours with three top well-known acts, and we have three slots available for local talent. So we've
brilliant.
Two of them filled at the minute. So Brownie Guinan from Forban will be playing, and he's just launched the new album Pete Sounds. And also Rise and Shine, which is Owen Egan, Shane Daly and Donald Mahon from Shannon Harbour, they'll be playing at the festival. So we'll have three local slots and we'll announce a third one in the coming weeks.
So are you still looking for them or are they in?
Yeah, no, we're still looking. We've had lots of requests and some people it just doesn't fit and the day doesn't suit and the time doesn't suit. So we'll make a decision in the coming weeks and we'll add our third slot for local bands. Yeah.
Well, it does sound like an absolutely fantastic day. And I think you were telling me earlier that some of the money for this as well will go towards helping the GAA.
Yes.
The
committee is made up mainly of members of the Belmont GAA committee. But obviously, the committee and Belmont itself is a community area. So we are aiming to improve both community facilities down around the field, such as walkways. And we're also going to try and improve the facilities for the GAA because we've expanded hugely in the last couple of years. 2 years ago, we set up the Camogie Club and we have over 100 playing members in the Camogie Club within 2 years. So the pressure on the facilities for the community is huge down there. So we needed to act and this is where we're starting.
Yeah. And what better way to do it than with a festival and getting the community together?
Absolutely. There's enough bad news out there and we're hoping 100%. To bring some good news to West Offaly and have some great crack and some great music. And we'll have West Offaly rocking on the 9th of July.
Oh yeah, you will. It sounds like a fantastic, fantastic night. Before I let you go, is there anything else you'd like to tell us about the festival?
No, look, we're targeting all groups and we've had interest from different groups like Hens and Stags and hopefully group bookings. And, you know, we have anyone can contact us on social media and we'll get back to you. So we're also looking at companies and their social days, you know, that they may have a day out down in Mycetown for the Beat and the Peat. And obviously, we're targeting anyone that, you know, the farming community are big supporters of the bands that play too. So, you know, we're targeting different areas and we're hoping to have a good broad sweep of people in Mycetown that day.
Yeah, it honestly sounds like a fantastic day. I keep saying that, but it does sound like a good one. So again, where can they get tickets? Just one last time.
Yeah, so tickets are available on willwego.com/beatonthepeat. And if you look up Beat on the Peat on any of the social platforms, you'll find the links to where you can get the tickets.
Oh, brilliant. Rory, thank you so much for coming in this evening and having a chat with me. And I'm very much looking forward to this festival.
Thank you very much.
And closer to time, we'll give our listeners a little bit of a reminder about it as
Absolutely.
Well for you.
Thank you.
So thank you very much again to Rory and all my guests tonight. So we had Emma McCormick, the fantastic film composer, Athlone Atriums and Miriam Millerellen. I don't know why my voice is going today. Rosa Flannery from Music Generation Leash. Luckily for you guys, Shannon will be back with you next week for Encore. But until then, I will see you very, very soon. Thank you very much for joining me this evening on Encore. Do stick around though, because coming up after me, you have Joe Kinney for Country Roads. Have a fantastic evening and a safe weekend, whatever you're doing this St. Patrick's weekend.
Your arts and entertainment for the Midlands with the Dean Crow Theatre and Arts Centre Athlone. Imagine the possibilities. DeanCrowTheatre.com.